Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shawnee Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, for the mere purpose for you to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment. Two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week, the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. So you definitely want to take a look back. Allow me, Coach Adams, to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This will lend to, of course, an interactive environment, which we absolutely love here on Motivational Mondays, and we truly do encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appointed time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, two is better than one. We're talking about the power of two and looking at, kind of through our kaleidoscope, partnerships and what that all means. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you, write on someone's Facebook wall, send them an inbox message, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, email, whatever, a fax, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious thanks for your support with expanding our reach. I have a question that I want to put on the table in our virtual audience right now, in the virtual atmosphere. Are you struggling to make it happen? Does your iron need to be sharpened? Do you need some wisdom related to partnerships? Then this broadcast is truly for you. Do you know that the right partnership can support you in soaring like an eagle? The wrong partnership can take the wind completely out of your sails. Today, my in-studio guests truly know the significance and importance of partnerships and will share some rich insight around the subject of partnerships with us. So I hope you have your pens handy, your notepad, tablets, your iPad, laptop, desktop, whatever you need to take notes. I know I have my pen and pad sitting right next to me. My spiritual brother and sister that are joining us today on today's broadcast, truly in my eyes, they are the it couple to look out for. I want to bring in Torian and Nova Scott, and I'm going to ask Torian Scott to share with us in a nutshell. I know who he is, and he has so many different accolades, accomplishments, projects that he has fulfilled and completed, and I know the story is still unfolding. Join me in giving a virtual Motivational Mondays welcome to none other than my spiritual brother, who I love, honor, appreciate, and respect so much, Torian Scott, a.k.a. Pastor T.
Hello, everybody. Coach Tania, it's such a great honor to be with you this evening with the Motivational Monday cast and crew and listeners and supporters and subscribers and tweeters and sharers. It's a pleasure and an honor just to be back with you once again. Thank you for having us on the show.
You know, it's truly a pleasure to have you on the show. And I always like to ask the question of my guests. You know, Torian Scott, share with our global listening audience, if you were to describe who Mr. Torian Scott is, how would you describe him?
Wow. I would describe him a person who's just passionately in love with Christ and wanting to fulfill everything that he has for his life. The Bible says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And God was talking about Jeremiah and how he had ordained him and sanctified him to be a prophet into the nations. And so even before Jeremiah knew what he was supposed to do, God knew what he was supposed to do. And so I'm just a person that's running after my destiny and helping people along the way to realize their purpose, release their potential, and obtain and get to that place of destiny as well.
Ooh, I love that. And speaking of that place of destiny, you know, we're talking about partnerships and the significance of that, which, of course, you know, simply put, a partnership is having a joint interest. And you are in a beautiful partnership with your beautiful bride, Nova Scott, Nova Marie, how about that, my middle name as well. And I would love for you to bring and welcome your beautiful bride, Nova, into the virtual boardroom today. How would you describe this beautiful woman, your rib that God has given you?
Wow. There's not enough words in the English language, in the African language, in the Jamaican patois language to talk about my beautiful wife, Nova. I will just say that she definitely, beyond my wife, she definitely is my rib. You know, whenever you look at the Bible, God created the woman out of the rib of the man. Many women say, you know, he's the head, but I'm the neck. Well, the neck is cool, but the rib is a little bit more potent when it comes down to it, because a rib cage does what? It protects the vital organs of the entire body. And so she is a rib. She is a woman of excellence. She's a woman of virtue. She's a woman of character, integrity. She's my wife. She's the mother to my kiddos. And she is my Jamaican sensation, man. It's Nova Marie Scott. I have such a pleasure and honor to be in her husband and partner
in
life.
That's right. Aren't I awesome? Aren't I awesome?
That's right, boo.
you are awesome, and I always love that your, pet name, as one would say, is the Jamaica sensation. I love that. You know, I'm missing Jamaica. I have to come home to Jamaica soon. But not to lose focus, as we're talking about the power of two, and two is better than one. You know, simply put, we talk about that a partnership is having a joint interest. For Torian and Nova Scott, what would you say is most important in a partnership?
I think that the very first thing that is extremely important in a partnership is the same vision. You know, whenever Nova and I began dating back in 2005, I saw her in 2004, and I knew she was going to be my wife. But, you know, it took some time for her to catch up with the vision, you know what I'm saying? But when we started dating in 2005, we each individually had a vision that we felt God had given us. And when we started talking about what the future looked like, when we started talking about the different aspirations and what we feel called to and what, you know, really pumps the blood through our hearts, we found that they were pretty much the same exact things. And whenever you are in a partnership with someone, you definitely want to make sure that you have the same vision or going in the same direction. I remember some time ago whenever we were talking about vision and purpose and destiny and all of those different things, some of the things that God kind of revealed to me was, you know, being in a partnership or being in a covenant, it's kind of like being on a highway. And so think about this. Anytime we get into a car going down the highway, whether we're going to mama's house, work, wherever, we are going in a specific direction. And for a limited time, everybody that's driving, let's say it's the 15 going south, everybody seems like they're going the same exact direction, but there are exits off of that particular highway. And so many times we find ourselves getting into partnerships where we look like we're going in the same direction until it's somebody's exit. And that's why so many marriages break up. That's why so many partnerships fall off in business. That's why so many church splits up, because although they were on the same highway, they weren't in the same car. The only way that you can get to the same destination is if you are in the same car with the person. And of course, that's, you know, symbolically speaking of the partnership of having a vision, but being connected and committed in that vision.
Wow, I love that. You know, it reminds me of a quote that I saw earlier today by Wayne Rooney, and Wayne Rooney states that perfect partnerships don't exist. Perfect conditions exist for a limited time in which partnerships express themselves best. I felt that was really apropos, because there are no perfect partnerships, but it is about getting into partnership, into relationship, and being aligned with that individual that truly you are able to express your views and have some unity in what you're seeing as you move forward in partnership. I would love to hear from the beautiful Nova, the Jamaican sensation. And every time I say that, I have to put on my faux Jamaica voice. Nova, what's important to you in a partnership, or what does that look like? Is there anything you want to add around what T said?
Well, I would consider it, but I would just say unity in the sense of and support, because I feel like sometimes, you know, for instance, he's a visionary. I'm also a visionary. You know, God has given me things that, he's called me to do as well that's separate from what he's called him to do. But the thing that makes us work so well is the fact that we support one another, mm-hmm. you know, and we there's a unity. There's a support of vision and unity. So it's like, okay, this is what you're going to do or this is what he's going to do. We have one mind, one focus, one track focus mm-hmm. to seeing each other succeed in whatever it is that we put our hands to our minds to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would say.
Now, let me ask you, would you say, because some may be thinking, well, I didn't know that I was dialing in or, you know, calling in to listen to a couple speak about their marriage. Would you say that when you're relating the information concerning partnership, that it's exclusive to a husband-wife relationship? Would it cross over into business relationships or other types of partnerships?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? Regardless of what you feel, the reality is that there's a principle and there's a power in agreement. The Bible says how, this is in Psalms chapter 133, it says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And then it goes through and talks about it's like the precious ointment on the head, the rand around the beard. Even Aaron's beard went down to the skirts of the garment as the dew of Hermon. But what it says in verse 4, it says, for there is the commanded blessing of the Lord. I think that is so unique and so powerful because it's just saying it doesn't necessarily limit it to a marriage partnership. It's saying any type of partnership. If you are in agreement in family, in going on vacation, if you are in agreement in business when it comes down to the gifts and the services and the products that you're going to be offering, along with the employees and the partners as well as your board and all of those different things. There's such a power in agreement. There's such a power in unity and partnership that really can't be refuted. If we look through history, we see that great things were built because people partnered together. It's somebody's perspective getting with another person's perspective in order to produce something dynamic that people can be blessed with for generations to come. And so partnership is extremely important. It's not just limited marriages, but you'd be surprised how many people are not in agreement in their marriage. They're not even in partnership with marriages. They're married, but they're not even in partnership. They're just coexisting with each other, living in the same roof, therefore maybe the kids, but the reality is that there really is no partnership. And so with our marriage, we said, hey, God has called us to do some great things. Some wonderful things. We got TV in us. We have books in us. We have businesses in us. We have ministry in us and all of those different things. It'll be great if we do those things individually, but how much more powerful would it be if we partner together in business as a married couple and just doing this as joint heirs in Christ? So it doesn't have to be in marriage only, but partnership can be expressed throughout any type of organization, any type of expression.
You know, it reminds me of a movie that I just saw, literally, Florence Foster Jenkins, and it is played by Meryl Streep. And the reason why I'm bringing this movie up, because it really was about partnerships. Now, obviously, if you know who Florence Foster Jenkins and the movie brings her to light, she was the worst, the world's worst opera singer is what she is known for. But what I always do when I look at movies, I see the message in it. And what was so key that stood out, and probably because today's show was about the power of two and partnership, in that I looked at this movie and I said, wow, here she was in agreement. Someone was in agreement with her, although she's noted for being the world's worst opera singer. She accomplished her dream because somebody else believed in her and continued to be in agreement with her around her dream. And it's just hilarious what she accomplished. And she was the worst opera, and they say the world's worst opera singer. Now, that's horrible to be known for that. But one of the things that I love, at the close of the movie, she closes with a quote and says something to the effect of, I'm not looking at the quote right in front of me, but people could say that I couldn't sing, but they can never say that I didn't sing. And I thought that was so powerful because of the agreement that was around her. You may say she was horrible at singing, but yet she accomplished her dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
when people are in partnership, it's amazing. In that unity, as you said earlier, Nova, it's amazing what can be accomplished when people are in agreement. Good or not so good, because in this case, I feel like somebody should have told Spooky Girl, you can't sing now. Maybe we could have it. But.
Yeah, they need a Simon Cowell on there. They need a Simon Cowell.
but the agreement. And, you know, again, it's amazing. So I know, you know, T, when you were first on the show, I remember we were talking about the desire to write your book, Running After Destiny. Is that book available somewhere in the marketplace?
Of course, it definitely is. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely completed that bad boy. So excited about that. Listen, it has been changing so many people's lives, from pastors to business people to teenagers. Greatest testimony that I've heard thus far. I get so excited about it. I was walking one day I was in a mall or something of that nature. A lot of people there. And then all of a sudden, this couple, they were looking at me, and I was just like, okay, well, maybe they know me from somewhere. And so they came up to me and said, are you Tori and Scott? I said, yeah. They said, well, I don't know what you wrote in that book, but my 15-year-old cannot put it down, to the point where we've been trying to figure out what's going on with him. He has changed so much. And I was like, wow, I don't know how he heard about it. I don't know if he heard about it on Motivational Mondays. I don't know if he heard about it via my Facebook pages or anything like that, but it's out, and it is blessing so many people's lives. So you can go to www.torianscott.com. That's TorianScott.com, or you can just go to Amazon.com and you can type in Running After Destiny and you can get your copy there. And if you order it from my website, though, you can actually get a signed copy. If you do it from Amazon, you'll just get the book straight from Amazon. But if you do go to www.torianscott.com, you can order it there. And so it's been great. It's been amazing. So many great things, so many people's lives, like we said, have been changing. So it's been great.
I love it. And, you know, you're a visionary, as you stated. We know that the beautiful Jamaican sensation, Nova Marie Tuck, is a visionary as well. And I know are you an author of a best-selling book that is in the marketplace, but Nova Marie has, oh, my gosh, DC Nova Marie, tell us about this line that is absolutely phenomenal. And I don't say that just because she's my spiritual sister. You got to give credit where credit is due. Her designs are, I don't even know what the youth say today. T, help me out. What would be the right term for, you know, the millennials in this age? You know, it's like they are art. I'm just going to say that.
They are lit. Everything about BC Nova Marie is lit. www.bcnovamarie.com is where you want to go for your latest looks. For if you want to be classy, if you want to be stylish, if you want to be just amazing, if you want to look amazing, bcnovamarie.com is the place that you go. So it is lit. It is lit. Talk about it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. We're currently having a sale, of course, where majority of the items online are $30 and under. So you can get stuff starting from $10 all the way up to $15 to $29.99. So we're actually getting ready right now to have our new spring collection for the spring, but a fashion show. So I'll be hosting a fashion show at Eduana Gardens on April 8th. So there we'll have the whole runway, and then we'll have a luncheon. We'll have giveaways, and then also people will be able to, those who purchase a ticket, they'll be able to shop in our pop-up shop all the newest looks for the spring / summer of 2017. So yeah, so it's exciting. I love it. I'm the thing I love about it most is seeing the lives of people. Like when I've had people come personally to shop with me, and for them to have that experience where, like, literally, you know, their self-esteem is being rebuilt, you know. So, or even the models, to see my models and to see just their demeanor change, there's another level of confidence that I see, you know, when they're wearing the clothes or they're modeling or whatever it is. So I'm just excited, you know, just excited.
I love it. And the reason why I wanted to bring up, obviously, Running with Destiny and DC Nova Marie Boutique is because I want us to talk about, was there a difference in that you are in a partnership? Was there a difference in this process of, quote, unquote, this iron sharpening iron, being in unity? We jokingly talked about, you know, the movie and that partnership. How did that affect Running After Destiny and DC Nova Marie?
We're over here trying to figure out. Okay, who's going to go first? It definitely is a dance. Many people ask us that all the time and say, hey, how do you operate indiscriminately but collectively? How do you work on your dream independently, but yet support each other's dream collectively? And I think that it's a dance, because whereas one person may be focused on their particular project, their particular KPIs, their particular outcomes that they want to see in their particular business, our particular business, the other person has to either be sensitive to that or flexible or compliant with that. What that means is that sometimes, especially when I was writing, because my writing, I needed to focus and I needed a quiet house. Now, for those of you who don't know, I have three very, very, very active children, 6, 4, and 2 years old. So the reality is that our house is never quiet, but I needed a place that was extremely quiet. So there's times where I needed to go and get away and just focus in on writing. And so I needed to have that compliance with my wife and that agreement, that buy-in, that partnership that says, okay, babe, I'm going to take the brunt of all of this activity in our house and focus in on that so that you can focus. And then guess what? It's a give and take. The Bible says that we submit one to another. And so when it was for her to do her beaded shirts, because the very first phase of BC Nova Marie was the beaded shirts. They were shirts that had the covenant names of Christ, the covenant names of God on them. So they had Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sidkenu. Other people would get very, very creative and blessed and highly favored, too blessed, you know, to be stressed, all those different names. But the reality is that those beaded shirts were not just a hand print or some type of screen print type of thing. Nova was actually hand stitching every single one of them, all of the beads. It was like jewelry on a shirt. And you can go to bcnovamarie.com and you can see some of them.
No, I think
I think that you can go, you can go to her Facebook page and just type in BC Nova Marie, all one word. You will be able to see some of the things that she did. And I'm talking about amazing jewels. Well, during that time, she was nursing our youngest. And so she was, you know, ruthless with it, and so that's down to where I had to be sensitive to the fact of what she needed, because she was tired and because she was honestly stressed out, but she was had to have a deadline. Well, I needed to put my stuff aside so that I can make sure that I helped her. So it's a dance. It's never mine is better than yours. Mine is bringing more money in than yours. It's never anything like that. It is, okay, what is it that we have to give? What is that we have to get accomplished this week or this month, and let's focus on helping each other do it, because why two are better. in agreement than it is to be out of agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love that. And, family, I want to share with you that we're having a little technical difficulties with your audio in this moment. But I want to thank our global listening audience for tuning in to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams. We are having a rich and insightful dialogue with our in-studio guests today, Torian and Nova Scott. Truly the it couple to look out for. We were just talking about the birth of Running After Destiny, Torian's latest book on the shelves, and it is definitely a bestseller flying off the shelves. And DC Nova Marie Boutique, the line of designs that are just absolutely off the chart. All of them are, without question, beautiful wares, depending on what you're feeling, women. It's there for you. So I want you to know that we have a lot that we've been talking about. Great richness and insight has been shared. But there is still more. Because Torian published his book, Nova started her line. They are the proud parents of three. In addition to all of that, there's been a new spiritual baby birth last year, late last year. Tell us about your latest baby that's a part of this whole Scott clan.
All right, wonderful. Now, exactly. Can you hear us okay now?
Yes, that's much better. Thank you.
Way better? Okay, I apologize for that. Yes, we birthed a new baby that has been in our hearts for almost 6 years now, and it's called Harvest International Church, and it is in the city of Brea, California, right here in SoCal, in the county of Orange County, and we started November the 5th, 2016. But we've had this baby in our heart and coming out. And so when you read Running After Destiny, you'll hear about that whole journey of how we left Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. 6 years ago. Almost 6 years ago, which is crazy, almost 6 years ago, in pursuit of what God had placed in our hearts to do. You know, many times when God calls you, many people think that it's a beeline straight to that particular thing, but God takes us through a process in order to get out of us what he's placed on the inside of us. And so for 5 years, we served faithfully at a ministry, just giving our hearts, giving our gifts, our talents, all the things, growing in that ministry. And then finally, last year, God released us to be able to plant this church in the heart of Brea. And so many things, so many miracles, so many breakthroughs, so many testimonies have been happening as a result of just our obedience. That's been happening. So it's great. It's God's goodness. It's his greatness. It's his mercy. And we're excited about it.
Yeah.
And Nova is we're the senior pastors. Nova is the worship leader. Mm-hmm. And she has been leading us. When I tell you all, listen, if you don't come for nothing but the worship, just come just for that. Our services are on Saturday night at 6 o'clock p.m. right there in the heart of Brea. You can go to www.hi.church and you can find out more information, see some of the old messages that we've had. We've been in a series called Getting Your Clay Out of Your Way, and it's been great. But Nova has been doing an amazing job leading us into the presence of God, coming up with fresh sounds and fresh songs from the throne room. It has been great. It has been awesome.
You know, I have to ask you, because we are, of course, talking about the power of two. And we've talked about just, you know, some of the babies that have been birthed. I'm sure you can tell us about many, because as you mentioned, you served at Abundant Living Family Church. And so within the walls of their ministry, God used you to birth a number of things as well and to drive and achieve so much. Would you say, being transparent and open and honest, that if you were not in partnership, could you even imagine, would you see that there would be a challenge for your book to be on the marketplace, for DC Nova Marie Boutique to be in flow, Harvest International? Could you even imagine or even sense that there would be a challenge, because not that I wouldn't have the drive to do it, but now I'm not in partnership, and so there's some limits. Can I
speak
to that a little bit? Excellent. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the scriptures that I learned long ago was 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. And it says this. It says, "In the same way you married men should live considerably with your wives." The Bible says in the King James Version, "according to knowledge." It says, "with an intelligent recognition of the marriage relation, honoring the woman as the physically weaker, but realizing that you are joint heirs of the grace, God's unmerited favor of life." Look at this. This is the part that gets us. "In order that your prayers may not be hindered and cut off." That was huge. It was so important for us to be in partnership with each other and in agreement with each other on every single solitary step that we made, from the stepping off of a staff in Houston, Texas, to the putting up of our house for sale in Houston, to moving from Houston to California, to obtaining the position at the ministry, to writing the book, to releasing the businesses. Every single thing, we were in partnership and in agreement with each other, because we understood we wanted God's blessing. We wanted God's favor. We wanted his commanded blessing in our lives. And we knew that we needed him on our side, because we can say this as well. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, it talks about that it's better to have a partner than go alone. You know, it's better to have two. Two are better than one. And a triple braided cord is not easily broken. So we knew that we needed God's involvement in our endeavors, and that what he placed on the inside of us, that I was not going to get there alone. She wasn't going to get there alone. We needed to partner together.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, when I heard the I didn't know if my Nova was getting ready to add something to that, so I paused to see if we had some additional words of wisdom and knowledge that was about to be shared and dropped on us in that moment. You know, speaking of pearls of wisdom, we've been talking about, and we are preparing to invite you, our global listening audience, maybe you have a question or a comment that you would like to share with today's in-studio guests, Tori and Inova Scott, around this subject of partnership and the power of two. Maybe you have a question or a comment. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are sitting at your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You would dial 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. I wanted to find out, what would you say, Nova, has been your greatest wisdom to date around today's subject that we're talking about, partnerships and the power of two? We talk about iron sharpening iron, unity. What would you say is the greatest wisdom of nugget that you have gleaned on your journey to date?
Well, I can say personally for me, right, I told myself back, like maybe a few years back, that I would never let anybody out encourage me when it comes to encouraging my husband. And I would not let anybody out support me as far as how I support him. I would never let anybody do a better job of that than I would do for him. And so I would say those are the things that I've lived by, is to make sure I shower him with support, and I shower him with positive affirmation and words that speak into his purpose, that speak into the agreement, so that it fuels him and he does the same thing for me. So I would say speaking life and speaking encouragement to him, and not letting anybody outdo me when it comes to that.
Ooh, that one right there. I had to soak with that one for a minute. That was hot. Ooh, that was Mm-hmm. Pete, what would you say, same question, what would you say has been the greatest, you know, wisdom to date that you have gleaned around today's subject?
You know, primarily, unity is extremely important. With unity and agreement, you can build anything. You can build a great business. You can build a great marriage. You can build a great ministry. But it all goes back to unity. Mm-hmm. You're always going to hear me go back to the Bible because it is the greatest story ever written. There's so many. The Bible is the written and the living word of God. And one of the things that he shares with us in Genesis chapter 11, verse 6, they're building the Tower of Babel, right? They're building the Tower of Babel or Babel, however you want to say it. And God tells the hosts of heaven and everyone that's observing, hey, listen, look, the people are one, and they all have one language. And look at this, and this is what they begin to do. Look at this. Watch this, Coach Shania. I want everybody to get this ingrained in your heart, in your spirit, on get a tattoo of it. I don't know. No, I'm just playing. But it says, look, after the people are one, they have one language, and they start working together. Look at what happened. Now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. That is so powerful. If we can get that as a country, if we can get that as ministers, if we can get that as the body of Christ, nothing can be restrained from which we imagine to do. Why? If we have one mind, if we have one focus, if we have one vision, if we have one heart, so many things can be built in our communities, can be built in our schools that will have a lasting effect not only on our generation but generations to come. And I believe that unity is something that we all need right now to understand that if we can just focus and be focused on having that one mind, so many things can be built, so many things can be brought to light, and so many cures can happen, so much healing can happen. Like we were talking, there's such a brokenness in our nation right now. Man, if our people, if God's people who are called by his name would humble themselves and pray, turn from wicked ways, we can do some amazing things because God will look at our agreement, and what will we do? According to Psalms chapter 133, command a blessing. A blessing that will absolutely be irrefutable by any type of enemy, by any type of encroachment, of any type of foe. God will protect his people if we can get in unity. So I would think that that would be the biggest thing, and that's what we do in our marriage. We want to stay, and this is what I tell you, we counsel married couples, we counsel business couples, all those different things. One of the things that we say, if you're going to fight at all, agreement. And fight for agreement based on God's word. Stop trying to have it your way. Stop trying to be the bigness and the allness and the muchness and get the last word. Stop it. Fight for agreement because that's where you will get the blessing. That's where the solution is going to come. That's where the breakthrough is going to come. That's where the healing is going to come, is in the place of unity. So that is our focus, is having a place of unity.
You know, I really and truly love that because, like you said, we are broken right now as a nation because of the lack of unity. And so sharing that is so key because that's what everything boils down to, being able to be in agreement. We were joking earlier. I was joking. I said, even if it is that you agree to disagree, at least come into agreement about something and stop being divided. And you're sharing such wisdom around the significance of this agreement and partnership. You know, I'm excited to find out, and I just want to remind our global listening audience that, again, the programming is open. This is the time in our program when you are invited to share in the discussion, ask a question, make a comment around what we're discussing today. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. This is a safe space. You must dial in if you're sitting at your electronic device, 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. I am excited. excited to hear. And it looks like we do have a caller, so we will transition our caller in. Caller, welcome to Motivational Mondays, area code 310, last four digits 9917. You are live with our in-studio guest, Torian and Nova Scott.
Hi, Coach Shania. It's Yumiko. God bless everyone. This has been just awesome. Torian and Nova, I have to tell you, God is truly using you on tonight. Truly a blessing. And, you know, the Bible does tell us what God put together, let no man put asunder. But as you say, we have to have hearts of unity and focus on the Lord and his predestined will in our lives to be successful, to accomplish that he has already set out to do and purpose in us. I'm just in awe of such great nuggets on tonight. God bless you both for the information provided. And I actually live in the La Habra, La Mirada area and would love to come and visit this church one day. So I will definitely connect with Coach Shania to find out where you are located. And I am also going to purchase your book. So God bless you both. Thank you so much for letting God use you for just the manna that he has sent from on high through you. And I believe that he is sending you as a voice for his kingdom on tonight, because this is a season where people do have to really get into prayer mode, get into God's secret place, give their hearts, the course of their hearts unto him. Stop worrying about what's going on in the world, but be a part of his kingdom to change the world and transform. So God bless and keep you both, and God bless you, Coach Shania, for always having such awesome guests that just bring so much wisdom and knowledge.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. It was a pleasure hearing your voice. And all you have to do is go to www.hi.church, and you can see where exactly we're located. We have services every Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m. And people say, well, why do you have services on Saturday? Why you don't have service on Sunday? Sunday is coming, but we wanted to plant our church in an unconventional way and just show people that, hey, listen, you can worship God on a Saturday too. And so we started on Saturdays at 6, but definitely Sundays are coming. We're excited about that too. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Yumiko. Appreciate you being such a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays and a great supporter of Coach Adams. If you would do me a favor, press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. You know, I'm excited to hear from our Torian and Nova Scott. What is next on the horizon for Pastor Torian and First Lady Nova?
Wow, what's next?
Taking over the world.
We used to watch Animaniacs back in the day. The same thing that we do every day. Okay? Take over the world. No, just playing. Wow.
And that's why that's why I say, and you know I've been speaking this, that truly, from my point of view, you are the it couple to look out for. And I see you taking over the world with all that God has placed in you. And, of course, we know Harvest International Church is starting in Brea, but the title speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. It speaks global. So I'm excited to hear what else is on the horizon. If there's something that you can share at this time that you want to give us a little sneak peek on.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, aside from just continuing to grow the ministry, of course, like you said, Harvest International is not just a local expression of the kingdom, but we believe that there's a people all over this nation, all over this world, that need to get a glimpse of who God truly is when it comes down. We also have a very big and a huge heart for coaching people. And so that's one of the things that I am committed to doing this particular year is opening up my schedule to be able to coach individuals. Now, this is where my strength is. It's helping people integrate their faith into their business. I have something that's coming out. If you go to TorianScott.com, you can actually be able to get on the guest list, but the interest list for a new program that I'm coming out with called Masters in the Marketplace. This is literally, I've taken entrepreneurs through this course. I've taken business people through this course. I've taken workplace professionals, those who are just interested in business, through this course. And it's a divine course of how God truly allowed me to succeed beyond the odds, no matter what it looks like, just to be able to succeed based off of his word. And I think that so many people have been impregnated with God's vision for their lives, but because of the circumstances of their lives, they bury it and they wait for somebody else to catch on to it. And then they get mad because it was their idea first. Mm-hmm. Now they get into a depression because they don't think that they're worth anything. No, let me teach you how to get what is in you out of you. And so that's one of the things that we're going on to the next level with is coaching people. And I can only take a few people at this particular time and personally coaching them and teaching them and taking them through this process. But that's one of the things that Nova and I are both committed to. We're, you know, coaching couples, we're coaching individuals, mm-hmm. and it's just amazing. It's amazing to see how many lives are being changed and transformed already. So like I said, outside of growing the ministry, we are growing people mm-hmm. who are integrating their faith into their business and making a masterful mark in the marketplace.
Yes.
What about you, babe?
I love it. And what is on the horizon for DC Nova Marie? And I must say, Nova, I really need one of those beautiful off-the-shoulder blue and gold with white background. I'm so beautiful. Dresses in my life. Really need that.
Well, for me, like I said, in April, I'll be doing my first ever fashion show highlighting the new spring collection. So I'm stretching myself to do something that I've never done on my own accord before. So that's what's next for me. And also just expanding the business because God gave me the vision of restoring dignity to women through clothing. And so a part of my vision is to eventually grow it to the point where I'm able to donate clothing to women who are in shelters, and women who have been abuse, sex trafficked, to be able to donate like work clothing and casual outfits to restore the dignity that they lost through whatever difficult circumstances of life that stripped their joy, their peace, their innocence away. Through the clothing and through the programs that we'll do, we'll be able to at least restore what's been lost and what's been taken from the enemy. So that's my goal in the upcoming year, like before the year ends. That's one of my goals.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And remind our global listening audience how they can connect with all of what each of you have to offer. Obviously, Running with Destiny, DC Nova Marie, Harvest International. How can they make the connections for each of these entities?
Okay, for BC Nova Marie, my website is www.bcnovamarie.com. And when you go on the website, you can subscribe on the bottom of the first page. You can scroll down and you can subscribe. And there I send out emails and newsletters, so it kind of keeps people up to date with what's happening. It also lets them know when there's sales. And also there's a way that you can just contact us. There's also a contact us link on the bottom of the page where if you have any questions or at all, you can just type it in and it comes directly to me. So that's for BC Nova Marie stuff and then for Torian. For you.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Tell your story. Tell your story. Yeah.
Okay, so for Torian Scott, you can go to toriandscott.com, toriandscott.com. There you can get more information about what we talked about, the coaching, or if you just say, you know, I just want to join the community just to kind of keep up to date what you're doing. We have something called Destiny Runner Community. Those who say, you know what, after I've read the book, I want a little bit more, dive a little bit more deep, go beyond the book a little bit. This community is for you as well. And you can go and purchase the book there. You can get it there at toriandscott.com, or you can go to amazon.com and you can get it there as well. And so, and then of course, if you want to join us for one of our dynamic, amazing, powerful, anointed breakthrough, you will never ever leave the same services, you can go to www.hi.church. I know many people are like, dot church? I've never heard of that. It's something brand new. It was rolled out maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but we decided to be a little bit cutting edge and trendy and just go with the dot church. So hi.church, or you can just type in your Google, 401 South Brea Boulevard, Brea, California, 92821. We're there every single Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m. where you can get your just dose of destiny. And it's amazing. It's great. We would love to have you and love to see you.
Loving it, loving it, loving it. Oh, I must share with you that I was getting lost at www.bcnovamarie.com. Looking at
some good
dresses.
Well, there's a sale. There's a sale right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right now
I
everything is, yeah, under $30. So while supplies last, I mean, we're literally selling out. So if you go online, you'll see sold out, sold out, sold out. So I keep telling people, once it's gone, that's it. So grab it while it's there, you know, for those beautiful price. Such a beautiful price.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So I have to just say to my beloved family, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you again so much. Oh, wow. I'm so grateful that you took this time out to share with us on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You. You're always welcome to come back. This is a home platform for you, and I want to remind you of that. It's always a joy to have you share with us. I want to remind our global listening audience that we want to keep this dialogue going. Maybe you didn't ask a question or make a comment. I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's a group, and it is an open group. If you're not a part of that group, feel free to just send a request, and you're welcome to chime in on show topics, ideas, make a comment, and what have you. We want you to know how much we appreciate you, our global listening audience, for your faithful support of Motivational Mondays. On next week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are looking at being prepared to win. And the question that I want you to ponder is, are you ready for your yes? Are you in position ready for when God says, write the book, when he says, start the boutique? Are you ready for it? So we're going to talk about preparation to win. I, of course, Coach Adams, wants to stay in touch with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I want to remind you, our global listening audience, and enlighten some of you that don't already know, and I love that Torian spoke about the significance of coaching, that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, we host our Win Shop in January and July. We just had our January event, so we're doing pre-sales, early bird sales for July. You may be thinking, oh, it's too soon, if that's how you feel, but I would encourage you, you want to make sure you reserve your space now. And there's great benefits. The early bird always catches the worm. So this is our live empowerment workshop, 4 Hours of Power, Shape Up and Win. 4 Hours of Power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. In addition, I want you to know that you can receive Empowering Tools to Win weekly here on Motivational Mondays in a one-on-one coaching partnership, in group settings. Coach Adams is available for speaking and training, and sponsorship opportunities are available as well. You don't want to miss anything that's happening with Coach Adams and the brand, so definitely, again, visit CoachAdams.com. We're chiming off for now. This is Coach Adams, one who inspires. And I want to remind you that I coach, and guess what? You win. Thank you again for tuning in.